Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, it surprises a lot of people that business people do more than just do business. They have a life. They get outside. You know, they go things. They do things. They do things with their family. But you know, no matter what they're doing, they're thinking about business. And this is exactly what happened yesterday. Yesterday, we were down by the beach walking, as we often do at night. And for whatever reason, instead of walking the normal way on the one side of the street, we crossed the street and we walked on the other side of the street. And when we walked on the other side of the street, although we have walked down the street many, many times, because we went to the other side of the street, we saw things we never saw before. We saw a different perspective. We were able to view things. We were able to see the ocean better from that perspective. We were able to see interesting plants that we hadn't seen before. We were able to see the buildings that they were working on construction. We were able to see things we never saw before. And it started me thinking, do business people do that? When they walk in, do they walk into the same office in the same way doing the same thing, or do they mix it up? Do they drive the same direction? Do they listen to the same things? Do they get into a habit of being in a rut? You absolutely, as a business person, need to think of things in a different way. Here's a perfect example. You've got salespeople. Your perception of those salespeople is a certain way. It could be good, it could be bad, but we need to shake it up. We need to think about our salespeople first as people, then as business people. We need to look and see what they're doing. We need to see how we can help them do it better. We need not to criticize, but encourage. Think about it in a different way. What about our clients? What about our customers? We handle them in a certain way. We sell them in a certain way. Have we thought about doing it differently? Have we come up with any new ideas lately? This is how we should handle it. Let's just add this little bit to our sales presentation. It'll give a spark. It'll encourage people. It'll give new life to what we do. Not only do you have to have vision, but you have to have sight. There is a difference. Vision is seeing what's going on, looking over the hill, saying this is what's going to happen. Sight is being able to really see what's going around you. Take a look at your desk if you're sitting at your desk. Are the same things there that have always been there? Is that picture of the family there, but you don't see it anymore? Do you actually look at your to-do list? Do you switch your desk around from time to time? Do you switch your office around just to break up the perspective? The goal here is always to break up the perspective, to get a new perspective, to see things in a different way. And we need to do it consistently, constantly, so we don't get into that rut of same old, same old. And you know, when we're doing same old, as leaders, we turn around and we lead our people in the same old way. We don't tell them anything new. We don't give them anything to strive for. We don't work with them on their goals. We just show up every single day and do the same boring things, and we are the same boring person to our customers and our clients and our employees. No! Got to have some action. Did you ever notice that it doesn't matter whether the show is, and of course, I don't watch American Idol anymore, but on American Idol every year they would say something like, and you know, this is going to be the best season ever. Or I saw Kelly Clarkson, who is a singer. I'm sure you know who Kelly Clarkson is. And she said, you know, this is the best album I ever put out. And you know what she's going to say on the next album? This is the best album I ever put out. She wants to get your attention. She wants you to think differently. She wants to deliver a message. And I want you to deliver a message to yourself and to everyone around you that it's a new day. We're going to be solid on the old things, and we're going to be doing new things so that we don't become boring. There's a world out there. It's an exciting world. I know there's been lots of trouble since 2008 in the business world, but That doesn't have to be in your business. So let's make it happen. Leaders lead. Leaders show people what they need to do. They set the example. So let's you set the example about how we are going to have vision and sight at the same time. This is Howard LeWinter, and you know what? I know you know. I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.